Hi there. This is Jake the writer with this week's podcast, which is yet another of my Sailor Jeans from my memory bank. From Dylan Thomas to Herman Melville. I call it Call Me Ishmael. During my rock climbing days, spending regular weekends hanging from a rock face in the Llanberis Pass and our evenings taste-testing the ales in a pub in Capel Curig, I remember one of my chums teasing our barmaid, who was the spitting image of Dylan Thomas's Gossamer Bainon. Oh, beautiful, beautiful gossamer bee. By telling her, in a pseudo-Welsh accent, I really love Wales. And when she agreed with a big smile, he went on, "Yes, honestly, I've watched Moby Dick at least 10 times. She didn't laugh, she didn't even smile. I wonder now if she may have heard it 100 times before. The gang, however, thought it hilarious, probably helped by the local bitter. What was it Melville wrote? Better to sleep with a sober cannibal than a drunk Christian. Even longer ago, when Nelson was a boy, I was on a cargo boat chugging through the Indian Ocean, miles from anywhere, when we came to a shuddering halt as we collided with an enormous humpback whale that, like us, had been cruising along, minding its own business. The collision was hard enough to result in a lot of broken crockery and a poor cabin boy with a broken arm. The damage to the whale was far more serious, probably fatal. We stopped to examine our damage and were treated to a remarkable display as we watched the injured whale, which was by then spouting blood and making heart-rending bleating noises, as its partner appeared alongside it and appeared to be keeping it afloat. We watched the display for 10 minutes or so, maybe longer, before it was full ahead both and we continued on our way. The incident didn't do a lot more than give the crew a talking point on a long and boring journey. However, I was young enough to be upset by the fate of such a stunning beast. A couple of years later, I was aboard a large passenger liner. We made a regular stopover in Cape Town and on a run ashore met up with some of the crew of a Norwegian whale factory ship. And over a glass of Tiki Hock, that's a local plonk, I think it's wine. If I remember correctly, a tiki was slang for a South African threepenny piece, the cost of this brew. I related my own whaling tale, and in the way of shipmates who would otherwise pass in the night, I accepted their hospitality and returned with them to their ship for a tot or two. Talk about the little ship of horrors. It was more like Dante's Inferno. I was treated to a guided tour of the factory ship in full flow, a flow complete with blood, snot and horror that no one had prepared this delicate 17-year-old for. The floating abattoir was as busy and noisy as any factory, as workmen dealt with the huge carcass of a sperm whale with nothing wasted. Men were slicing huge lumps of flesh and blubber with long fleshing knives, and tossing lumps of it into huge steaming vats. They were slipping and sliding on bloody slime as they carried out their gruesome tasks. The sight and smell and noise of this steaming hell I will not carry on describing, but I'm sure you can get the picture. I didn't quite run away screaming. I just ran for the guardrail where I leant over for a kit inspection. That is, of everything that I'd eaten and drunk that day. I made my excuses and left. Memory locked away in a filing cabinet in a folder marked not required on the voyage through life. Until that was, I read reports in the media that commercial whaling looked set to start up once more after the world had appeared to come to its senses 24 years ago and said goodbye to the bloody slaughter. I thought we'd become more civilized and outlawed the hunting of great whales for good and allowed these marvellous and complex creatures to roam our ocean depths in peace. It now appears that the Japanese, Norwegians and Icelanders are about to convince the world's politicians that they should be allowed to return to their barbarous ways in the slaughter of the innocents. I'm not sure I want to still be around if they get their way. Perhaps I will hang around long enough to add my voice in opposition to try to stop this bloody and unnecessary trade. My God, I'm beginning to sound like a tree hugger, but I assure you that I'm not. I just love Wales and Wales. At least thanks to Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, who incidentally I read recently is now a millionaire, they will no longer have to throw the wrong species back. Oh no, that's only fish, not the beautiful, nearly inedible mammal. And yes, I have tasted it. It was known as snook to us during the war. And I can confirm that snook tastes far worse than horse flesh. Nuff said. Call me Ishmael. There she blows. There she blows. A hump like a snow hill. It is Moby Dick. I'm sorry that my tale has nothing at all to do with the European Union or the referendum, but they bring me in for light relief. You may have gathered, though, that I want absolutely nothing to do with Brussels nor its politico-economic union of 28 member states, and I urge you to do the right thing when you get the once-in-a-lifetime chance to vote to leave on Independence Day. Thanks for listening.